There's a burgeoning trade war between the U.S. and China, and farmers are in the middle of it. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's top trade official traveled to Nebraska this week and got an earful from farmers who were tired of being targeted by tariffs. Harvest Public Media's Grant Gerlach was there.
Farmers say they feel like a punching bag as the U.S. and China spar on trade.
This administration seems prone to whatever the spur-of-the-moment thoughts are that pop into the president's head, and I'm not sure that that message is finally reaching the top like it should.
That's Bart Ruth, who farms corn and soybeans near Rising City in eastern Nebraska. He was at Wednesday's roundtable with farmers in Omaha. It was held in a machine shed with antique tractors in the background and frustrated farmers gathered around tables. Each round of tariffs that the U.S. proposes or imposes, China has countered with its own taxes on American products. That list now includes pork, wine, and fruit. Soybeans, beef, and corn could be next. As the Undersecretary for Trade at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, it's Ted McKinney's job to build and grow markets for American farm exports. He was at the roundtable and says, yes, tariffs are hurting those exports. But he says unfair trade practices are hurting the entire economy.
China is not playing by the rules, period. Now, in agriculture, it's rampant with stolen seed germplasm. About 20 miles from my home, a feed company had some intellectual property stolen. And so this is an attempt by the president to say there's probably no good time to do this kind of thing, but we've got to get China to play by the rules.
A lot of the reaction from farmers and farm groups were, this is just what we feared. Mm-hmm. So especially with the farm economy struggling the way it has been, what is your message to farmers who are working through hard times right now?
My message is just to be a bit more patient. Hang in there just a little bit. I think this president will have their backs.
No, I'm not particularly feeling patient today, yeah.
Bart Ruth, who has worked with the American Soybean Association, says the tariffs could dismantle decades of work in making China a major export market.
I had a lot of patience building these markets, and to see it threatened in a trade war that really makes no sense is very disheartening.
Republican U.S. Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska helped organize the roundtable. He says the administration should back off on the tariffs and pressure China by joining more trade alliances.
A trade war is stupid. A trade war is painful. A trade war is unnecessary. And we need the administration to hear clearly from the people who are feeding the world why they want to keep feeding the world. And they want government and their trade wars and their tariffs to stay out of the way.
Conflict with China may be the current focus, McKinney says, but he thinks some of the unrest will be settled by wrapping up trade deals with South Korea, Canada, and Mexico, and by opening talks with Japan.
I hope that gives a little bit of comfort to our friends in the farming and ranching community who might be wondering what's going on.
Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue has said he's told President Trump that farmers need exports. I asked McKinney if that message is getting through.
Absolutely, unequivocally, yes. And he's asking, as I'm asking, for just a little patience. Again, we're just now digesting all this recent news on tariffs. But there's more to play.
Looking ahead, farmer Don Wesley of Morse Bluff, Nebraska, says he hopes the dispute can be settled within a couple weeks. By then, he'll be planting corn, and he'll have enough on his mind.
If we can get past this sooner than later, then we can go back to dealing with Mother Nature and all the problems we're used to, I guess, as farmers.
Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.